For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Part of President Trump's strategy with the allies who attended an economic summit in Canada could perhaps be leave them guessing. Officials say he had planned to sign on to a post-meeting communique, but now tweets that he won't because of what he calls false statements by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Illegitimate and unacceptable tariffs to Canadian steel workers and auto workers and on the Canadian economy must be met with an equivalent response.
The president left the economic summit early and is now preparing for his meeting in Singapore with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
I'll be on a mission of peace, and we will carry in, really, in my heart, we're going to be carrying the hearts of millions of people, people from all over the world.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Nearly 600 homes on Hawaii's Big Island have been destroyed so far by the eruption at Mount Kilauea, according to authorities. Hawaii County Mayor Harry Kim said the increased toll makes the Kilauea eruption the most catastrophic event in the state's history. The most recent eruption included new lava flows through Kapoho Beach lots and vacation land that destroyed nearly 500 homes. There are now additional criminal charges against President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, also a Russian associate, who are both accused of obstructing justice. This is a superseding indictment accusing Manafort and one of his business associates of tampering with witnesses. Manafort faced a second indictment in February in the Eastern District of Virginia. That document accused him of lying to banks about his income in order to get more than $20 million in loans. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
SpaceX is looking to expand its facilities at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida in order to streamline its operations at the Florida location. The company, headed by Elon Musk, filed plans for a 130,000-square-foot hangar, a launch control center, and a rocket garden at the NASA Center. The SpaceX operations area would be on 67 acres of agricultural land near NASA's Vehicle Assembly Building and the center's industrial area. From there, the company would refurbish its reusable Falcon rockets. The hangar would store used rocket boosters for refurbishment, and a rocket garden would display historic space vehicles. A world-renowned celebrity travel host has passed away. From Los Angeles, here's KNX reporter John Baird.
A lot of shock, a lot of sadness over his death, and Anthony Bourdain was here a lot. He loved L.A., Mexican food, In-N-Out Burger, but he zeroed in on Koreatown. He sampled the restaurants there. He highlighted the food. Russ Parsons is the former food editor of the L.A. Times.
That's what Tony did, in a way, was bring this entire world to the American table and introduce us to cultures that we may never otherwise have experienced.
He says his own reaction to Bourdain's death is of extreme sadness, and he notes that none of us can ever really know what's going on in someone else's head.
Anthony Bourdain was 61. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.